Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, I just want to tell you that, you know, we always want to talk about God's news behind the news. What's happening right this moment? And you need to have God's perspective on it. You know, we just seek to have his perspective. And things that I'm talking to you about, that we have prophetic words over this. You know, God has spoken to us about this. And right now, one of the key words, and you've heard me talk about this last week, when you hear the word domino, when you hear dominoes, you know, and I don't know if you've ever seen where somebody stacks three or four dominoes up and they push one over, and then the first domino hits the second one, the third one, and you know, some people are really detailed. They do like, it's like, oh my goodness, well, where'd you get all the time for that, you know? Really? And but they were diligent in putting those things up, you know, and only to push them over. But anyway, what happens with dominoes is that when the first one falls, then the second one falls. And you know the very last one will fall if you set them up right, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you set them up wrong, you're gravely disappointed.
Yeah, right.
I remember that as a kid. No, there's a break in the thing. And so right now, this week, this morning, they're reporting on, you know, that the European banks are set up to fall like dominoes, you know, fall like dominoes, and a chain reaction taking place. And you can actually see this on the VFN TV blog, but I want to play this little CBN news segment for you so you actually can hear it, and I'll be right back.
Spanish stocks rose this morning after news that Spain is the latest Eurozone country to get a financial bailout, $125 billion. But experts say it's not enough still to fix Spain's deep economic troubles. Dale Hurd has that story.
Eurozone finance ministers issued the line of credit to the Spanish government to prop up its banks, weighed down by toxic loans and other assets after the collapse of the real estate bubble. This Spaniard says the loans are not so bad, but this man says nothing is going to change. The banks were badly run by incompetent officials, and it's always the people who pay for it. In Terrassa, outside of Barcelona, protesters try to stop the eviction of a family that's fallen behind on their mortgage. The father, Galil Anzurval, says, "I want to work. I want to be able to pay a mortgage." What some call a recession is in Spain a full-blown depression that's hitting young people and young families the hardest. In Spain, the unemployment rate is 24.4%, close to the level in the United States during the Great Depression. But the unemployment rate for Spaniards under the age of 25 is an incredible 51%, the highest in Western Europe, higher than Greece. It has created a lost generation of 20-somethings with very bleak prospects ahead of them. The adoption of the euro currency was supposed to take Spain in a prosperous direction.
Spain is one of the EU countries being crushed by the euro. The one-size-fits-all nature of the currency is actually fighting against Spain's efforts to recover.
On the outskirts of Barcelona, you can see one of the cemeteries for Spain's shattered real estate bubble. Buildings once under construction, now abandoned. Gravestones for a boom time that vanished. Now Barcelona blogger Santiago Perez runs a website called The New Poor, where Spain's lost generation can share their struggles. His friend Eric Luent has already decided to leave Spain for Iceland.
We have no prospects. It is very difficult to plan your life here, so we are now thinking of moving abroad. It is strange how the economic crisis has changed our viewpoint so quickly and so radically.
Economist Peter Morici says Spain's bailout will not be enough.
Europe could easily slip into Great Depression-type conditions.
And the risk is still a global chain reaction, a domino effect of bank failures across Europe, bringing down weak Eurozone countries and eventually spreading to Wall Street.
We could easily be pulled into this vortex, and it wouldn't take that much to tip the U.S. economy over.
Dale Hurd, CBN News.
One of the key words that's coming out of Spain is a domino effect of bank failures, a domino effect of bank failures. And remember in the prophetic word, and you can actually see this on VFN TV blog. We have it up for you now. You go to VFNTV.com. But the David Wilkerson had given a prophetic word some time back. And in that prophetic word, he talks about, you know, that there would be a domino effect and it would start, I believe, in Poland and then basically European banks and economies would begin to fall on each other. And they're talking this is probably the end of the euro, you know, as you know it. And then it would come eventually. It would come because every domino eventually comes to the next domino. And it talks about, you know, that, you know, America would be next. But the key prophetic word is, you know, it matches with the word the Lord spoke to me. The Lord spoke to David Wilkerson, that it's like dominoes. It's actually like dominoes that are falling right there. And so, you know, then you begin to look at that and you're thinking, okay, I need to be able to prepare for this, you know, and you can. We have, actually, we have great things available for you, you know, to make sure you who have subscribed to VFNTV.com, you know, this is not, you know, we're not just doing what we're doing. We want to prepare you. We want you to know, do not bury your head in the sand of denial. This is going to be the best days for those who realize they're the church and that God has called you to this season and that he has a predestined plan for you. And that if you're rightly related and you're trained up and you know who you are in God, then you're going to be able to help a lot of people be able to make it from the world and coming into the kingdom of God. You know, so then you have, you know, obviously you have a Christian perspective of the news, but then you're looking just this weekend, you know, David Axelrod is the, you know, on the staff of the president of the United States. And when he's talking about the economy and stuff, because the president was talking about, you know, everything's working totally fine, everything's fine. And it seems like he was, you know, misquoted. So he's actually, you know, sending people out to correct it. And he's corrected it a couple times. But in that, when David Axelrod was being interviewed on CNN on the 10th, which was what, Sunday, that he said something very important when he's talking about, you know, what's happening, you think about dominoes and the economy's moving and all. You know, he says, I agree with the president who called the press conference on Friday to say that we need to take a series of very urgent steps to accelerate job creation in this country because we have a storm clouds. We have storm clouds rolling in from Europe.
Oh, wow.
You know, and it's just like, you know, I mean, who wants to say as a leader, you know, you don't want to say, run for the hills, you know, because panic in itself will create, you know, it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. But prophecy of God is not self-fulfilling. It just gets fulfilled, you know, because God says it's going to happen. And so he said this weekend, you know, he's aware, our president's aware, his right-hand man, you know, David Axelrod is aware of this quote, we have storm clouds rolling in from Europe, you know. And now World War II, you know, with we talked about, you know, President Woodrow Wilson, you know, he was just adamant, you know, I'm not going to go to war. I'm just not going to go to war. And then he realized at some point that the people that were fighting were the ones that were buying our goods and that his big government ideas, because he wanted big government, you know, he's actually the founder of the beginning of the United Nations. You know, he started the kind of groundwork for that. He pushed for it. He never accomplished it, but went, no, World War One, excuse me, World War One, not two. And then after World War Two, they just jumped on and said, let's knock this puppy out and let's do the United Nations. So I'm talking about Woodrow Wilson, World War One. And somebody realized that if they keep this fighting up, nobody's gonna buy our cookies, you know, and we actually live off the money. And so the he decided to go to war, you know, based on history, was because the economy of America, but because he wanted big government,
right?
Yeah, you can always spend less. You can always close down all these empty buildings that don't have anybody in them to the federal. By the way, we are the government in regards to those are our buildings. We can always close those things down and cut back some. And so, but he wanted, you know, he wanted this big government idea and all the things that he enacted. And so he went to war based on that idea that you need money to be able to fund big government because big government is the answer.
Right.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, very.
So he created a world government called the United Nations, which today is just a mess. I watched a documentary in my office, a long documentary in my office. It just came out. It's called You, N, Me, like United Nations, but You period, N period, Me. And it's on iTunes, and you can watch it. And you get to see the condition of what Woodrow Wilson's vision was. And just take my word for it. It's just not good. I mean, genocides have been happening. There's nothing really taking place. We're putting people, the original intent, which is stored in the in D.C., in the Smithsonian, the archives there. They have the original papers for the United Nations and what it was, and it's totally outside of that now. Mm-hmm. They don't, you know, it was all about peace. It was all about, you know, humanitarian aid. It was about these different things to prevent war.
Right.
And now we actually, as the United Nations, which is, by the way, the United Nations is located in America, in New York. And but they're actually helping people. They help you, like Pakistan. We help Pakistan get nuclear power. We actually taught them how to use nuclear, to build nuclear power. And of course, now they have a nuclear weapon.
Right.
And what they were saying is, originally was, this is to prevent anybody else from getting nuclear weapons. And it's happened again and again and right. again. And so the thing was, is that, you know, if we help them get nuclear energy, then that would solve their energy needs, like electricity, to be able to run everything. Mm-hmm. And so, but the very same process for nuclear power to making energy is the very same thing for making nuclear bombs. And that's why you see today they're debating back and forth, you know, is Iran making, you know, a nuclear industry for energy? By the way, they're the largest oil supplier. They have the number three largest supply of oil in the world.
Right.
So I don't think they need nuclear power. They have oil. Mm-hmm. And then, or they're using it to be able to build a bomb. Mm-hmm. And so then you have to actually send your inspectors in to be able to find out, that the UN inspectors. But you can only go in if they invite you in.
Really?
And for some reason, the ones who are actually up to no good don't invite the UN in. And then they ask them this question. So when you go in, I mean, what does the UN do? And he says, well, we begin dialoguing with them, you know, and over again, he's like, and we create dialogue. We dialogue. And it just brings us to dialogue and dialogue. And then finally, you know, the guy who's doing the documentary, which is, I'm very good at that. They probably would grade your nerves if you're talking to him. Yeah. And he says, you know, what is the definition of terrorism then? Because you're not supposed to have, you know, terrorists involved. And every one of them is going, you know, it's just really hard to, it's hard to really define it. It's hard to define terrorism. This is the United Nations, who actually, his mandate is to be able to prevent this from happening. As a matter of fact, right after 9/11, what happened in America, that's when they finally ratified, you know, a few days later, this is, we will do whatever it takes to deal with terrorism in the world. Mm-hmm. But now, presently, all these years later, they still haven't defined it. And so this guy goes, So he goes to the local store and he talks to the bookstore and says, do you know where I could find, like, the definition of a word? And the guy says, a dictionary? He goes, oh, yeah. And so he gets this Webster's dictionary. He goes back to the United Nations. And he, one of the leaders there, and he says, I found something to help you out. I found the Webster's dictionary, and it has a definition for terrorism.
Right.
And then also they begin to beat around the bush, and it's like, oh my goodness, they're nothing. They're really not. It's just turned into a big government type thing, and they're all trying to sustain their power.
Right.
You know, because it's world power. It's world power that's going on. And so, you know, we're going to talk more about this, but just understand that, you know, these things are starting to take place. We're going to talk to more in just a moment right after this break. But understand this, that that all these things, I mean, all these things are happening, and we need to be alert to it and be prepared for it. You know, we want to be like the land of Goshen. You know, we want to be ready for what's taking place and understand that God's letting us know, because he's got some plans for his church. You know, God's name will be glorified. Mm-hmm. He says he shakes the earth to teach it righteousness. And which means he has a way of actually teaching us to do what's right. We'll be right back in just a moment. You know, going back to the economies and what's happening, you know, talking about, you know, continuing from the first hour about, you know, the economies are starting to fall like dominoes, that even though this huge bailout that's going on, we're starting to see that even in that, you know, it is not working. You know, it's just, you know, I mean, anybody that's lived long enough, before you had any wisdom, you may have thought that if I just take a loan out, that'll help me in this crisis.
Right.
You know, and you find out, my goodness, that was a longest 20 years of my life paying that thing off. And so, and that's what's happening right now. Everybody's just trying to borrow to buy time to be able to pay resources off and or to pay off things that's owed and all. But and so we're starting to see this happen. It's being fulfilled right in our very eyes. And so this could happen. You know, I want to talk to you this morning. This could happen any moment now. And what, you know, the prophetic word that was given, and you could see this on, you know, the blog, our blog, that you know, David Wilkerson gave a prophetic word, and it's called a run on the banks. And, you know, I first want to say, you know, that a prophetic word that has yet to come to pass can have potentially a threefold reason why it hasn't come to pass. The first one it could be is that God's people heard the warning and responded to God and repented, mm-hmm. you know, just like Nineveh, right?
Right.
And so, you know, we have to understand how things work, you know. And another one is that, you know, God's being merciful. He's mm-hmm. giving us more time. You know, I know that when, even looking at Jonah again, when he was going through the city, God gave him a few more days, you know, 3 more days or something. He didn't mm-hmm. be able to go. He held back judgment for like 3 days or something so that he could get to everybody and give them a chance to get warned. And so we got to pay attention. If somebody's buzzing past us and saying, hey, the banks are falling like dominoes, right. Don't brush it off. I mean, if God, and God actually turned things around for Nineveh and changed his plans.
Right.
And the third reason could be why it has not yet come to pass, or third potential reason is that person, that nation, that city's cup is not yet full.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But the second it's full, it's like just like an auto default. Like, right. Boom, you know, it just happens.
Instantly
happens. And it's like, you know, and so the prophetic word talks about that the banks would begin to fall. And this was given in you can see it on the blog, the date that it was given. But based on those understandings, it really doesn't matter when it was given. It's, the mm-hmm. question is it accurate?
Right.
And he actually saw the banks begin to fall. And he talks about Poland being the beginning of it. Saudi Arabia. I mean, think about Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
You know, but you understand that the plots of as you see this Arab Spring that's spread across mm-hmm. the Arab nations, that the next phase of it is to remove the kings. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. so you're looking at Saudi and all the different ones. Syria right now, they're trying to depose, you know, Syria up here and take them out. And so they're progressively taking all the land. If you'll notice, the Arab Spring, it surrounds the Persian Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's pretty interesting, which is the oil, right?
Yeah.
And so with that, we're seeing that this prophetic word that, you know, 80% of American banks would be hit. But as these dominoes begin to fall, he talks about the run on the banks. As they start in Europe and work their way mm-hmm. to America, they'll have what they have is a bank holiday. And what that is, it's not a day to go to the beach. A bank okay. holiday means this. It's a law that they have that says they can actually instantly declare a bank holiday, which means they can close the doors of the bank.
Mm.
And what that means, your credit card don't work, nobody's going to take your check, and you can't pull any money out of the bank.
Right.
And people say, that doesn't bother me, I don't have any money either. Well, you have to understand your paycheck that you get every week, that your boss and your employer, they get their money to pay you from the bank. I mean, it all happens through the exchange of banks. And so mm-hmm. money just stops.
Right.
You're not going to get a paycheck, you know. I remember when the hurricane hit, that people had checks, but they couldn't cash them because the banks got destroyed.
Right.
But they call a bank holiday. And so I was talking to a bank, and I said, you know, what are you going to do? And this stuff's going on. And they said, we've already got that worked out already. We'll close the doors. We won't let you take your money out.
Right.
Isn't that wild?
Wow.
We won't let you take your money out. It's like, oh, my goodness. I want my $5 now. You give me my $5. And so the thing about it is that they're not naive. They're preparing for this. They're not loaning money because they know they're preparing for these clouds coming from Europe. You know, it's not a one world government, but it actually is a one world economy now. Right now, everything's so mm-hmm. intertwined, and so it's just a matter of moments. You know, they were making statements June 1st that the euro had like 90 more days before it actually, you know, came down.
Right.
You got Greece and Spain and France and, you know, the socialist big government type nations, you know, which is the direction that a lot of people want to go here. Like, it ain't working. You notice it?
Yeah, right.
And so he talks about this. You can see this on our blog at vfntv.com and click on our blog. But you can read the prophetic word from David Wilkerson and see that it's right on time. You know, it's right on time. And the reason why America doesn't panic is because everything's based on the dollar. Mm-hmm. And, for example, if China wants to buy oil, they have to first take their monies and convert them to dollars, and then they take the dollars and they buy the oil. If, you know, if India wants to buy oil, they have to take rubies and buy dollars, mm-hmm. and then buy the oil with the dollars.
Right.
You know, if Israel wants to buy oil, they have to take shekels and convert the shekels to dollars and they buy. So we're not worried about it right now, mm-hmm. because of we can print as much money as we want, which right. devalues things, and you can actually lose money through that, but we're not going to talk about that today. But what if all of a sudden that our dollar was not used as the primary trading fund, and we had to actually go buy rubies, for mm-hmm. example, you know, or kronas or whatever we had to buy. And so all of a sudden now, overnight, we can become a impoverished nation. It right. could take a wheelbarrow full of dollars to buy a loaf of bread. Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
Does that sound familiar? And so in this prophetic dream, a vision that was given to Deuteronomy's son or grandson, mm-hmm. And was he saw in this dream North Korea, China, and Russia. And they were in a room together. Mm-hmm. And they were making an agreement, a covenant. They said, why should the American dollar be the one currency, as I talked about? Mm-hmm. You know, why should that be that way anymore? And you have to understand now, the moment, if that happens, and, you know, and if that happens, I mean, overnight, since no longer is it based on the dollar, but it's based on some other currency, that our dollar becomes, it takes, you know, you bought something for a dollar. You remember going, well, I went to Rome. I remember going to Rome and buying like a candy bar or something.
Yeah.
And it was like 10,000 whatevers. And I'm like, oh my goodness, give me my chart. I got to find out how much this candy bar is really costing me.
Right.
And what happened was the inflation caused their money to be devalued. So they're printing like $10,000 bills basically to buy the very same candy bar. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The problem is they're not going to pay you $10,000 more at work. And so everything just shifts. Mm-hmm. You know, and our president's talked about it. He says, you know, I think there needs to be a redistribution of money. There needs to be a redistribution around the world, mm-hmm. that our workers need to get paid less so the other workers in the other parts of the world can get paid more. There's got to be an adjustment of that. It's like, oh, that's one world economy. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And then we're seeing prophetically, you know, through what Deuteronomy has seen, and we're seeing it take place right now prophetically also through what David Wilkerson's seen and what, you know, John and I talked about. You know, God's shown John Ramos and myself, you know, we talked about that. You can find it in the highlights area, the prophetic highlights talking about, you know, the economy falls in 6 seconds, you know, 6 seconds or 6 minutes.
6 seconds.
Yeah, 6 seconds. But we actually went back and checked that word. It's actually 6 minutes.
Oh, really?
You know, I was like, okay, you're going to die in 6 minutes or six seconds, you know, right? 6 seconds is better, right?
Yeah.
Boom. Okay. But it's not dying, but it's actually the world, the economy falling. And the guy was in front of the stock market in this dream, and he's going, he's got his mic, you know, the old reporter thing, and he's saying, the world as you know it's going to change, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's in 6 minutes it's going to fall. But listen, let me tell you what else the guy was saying at that time as well. He was actually saying in that dream, as everybody was running around and panicking in New York, because John's in Jersey, mm-hmm. Right now, and he was in Jersey in that dream, which is like, you know, 10 minutes out of New York City. Yeah. And he was referring them to the VFN TV blog. You know why he was referring to the VFN TV blog? Because these prophecies are there. We put them up so you could see them. You can go to vfntv.com, and you can click on the blog. You know, mm-hmm. it's a little emblem there, or the drop down that says VFNTV blog. It takes you right to our blog. And you can see it says prophetic words, dreams, and visions. And so we put them there, and we wanted them to be there you know, historically, so you can go there and the enemy won't mess with you and think, oh, you just saw this and you wrote it down. And so we had to move the blog once, so we had to took a snapshot of that post, so you can see basically it's like putting a newspaper by a word, say, so here's the date on the paper. And so you'll see actually a snapshot to verify how long it's been there. And we actually had it before that, some of it, and some of it's, you know, it's come recently. And just to let you know, this is real. It's happening.
Yeah.
But, you know, what God showed me was the money, you know, paper money being sucked off the face of the earth and it just caught on fire. I mean, it was a vision, day vision. It was wild. And they showed me, you know, President, and it began during President Bush's administration. And, you know, remember when the president, they have a secret meeting for the Congress. They close all the doors and they basically go in there. And that was the moment it all began. And in that, but God already showed me, President George Bush, and he was in the White House. And you can see this on VFN TV blog. He was in the White House looking out of the Oval Room and seeing disaster come to America. And then all of a sudden, there's like a, you know how dreams are.
Yeah.
If you've ever, if you've ever flown a plane before, you know, but you hold that steering wheel of a plane. I don't know what they call it, a stick or a wheel. I don't know. Not really a wheel, like a piece of a wheel. Anyway, you're thinking about it. All right.
I was.
All right. Yeah. And so you should have saw that. I saw him thinking about it. And so then he's grabbing a hold of this wheel. You know, he's having the wheel, the stick, whatever. And he's holding America now as like an airplane. It's like a huge airplane. And the whole thing's just shaking. And so, you know, George W. is just shaking. And he's holding on to the wheel. And the thing is just like, you know, you can imagine this plane. You ever seen a movie where the plane's going and the pilot's holding on? He's holding on as hard as he can to keep the rudder or whatever you call the things on the wings in their place. And he's just holding it, shaking, it's shaking, but it's actually inevitably going to crash. And so the but he's like a brave man holding on as long as he can, you know, like the captain going down with the ship to make sure as many people, and he's trying to safely crash. You know, they say every landing anyway is a safe crash, you know. But this was like barreling straight to the earth. And then as I'm writing down the dream, you know, the God gave me the prophetic dream. Then all of a sudden I start hearing, you know, this is, you can see this when this happened. The date will probably be up on obviously on the our blog. But, you know, with that, I start hearing, I don't know if you remember Star Trek, you know, the original 1960 series or something like that. And, but I start hearing Scotty. Do you remember Scotty, I guess he's the engine dude, you know, there?
The engineer.
Engineer, yes. And and I start hearing Scotty, you know, just coming to me. You know, as I'm writing it down, I could hear his voice plain as day. Does God have a sense of humor or what?
Yeah, love it.
I've joked about the saints and that. And so then all of a sudden Scotty starts yelling. I just hear his voice. She's breaking up. She's breaking up. She's breaking up. And so this whole thing that we're looking at now, you know, and it, that it started under President Bush, and it's rapidly crashing under President Obama. And this is July the 8th, 2008, when it was happening, when the President Bush was there. And I know that at our leadership meeting, when we got together in last at our last meeting, and Pat Robinson had, you know, he's the founder of CBN, and he does, that he went away to hear from the Lord. And when he went away to hear from the Lord, he confirmed every single prophetic word that God's given us, because we have a prophetic teaching called, you know, is America under, is the nation under God's judgment? And you can get that. You don't even have to be a subscriber. You know, you can get that on your VFN TV app, or you can get it at VFNTV.com right now. But in that, you'll see a picture, I think, that the picture is there. I don't know if the picture is for the cover for it or not, but it's a ship going over the waterfall.
Right.
You know, and it's like America's the ship, and it's going over the edge of the waterfall. And the second thing, as you can see when you go to the blog for this prophetic word about, you know, she's breaking up, and President Bush is holding the steering wheel on the plane, that it's a plane that you'll see a picture of a plane there that it's broken in two. The fuselage is snapped.
Right.
Well, when Pat Robinson got back, you know, from spending his time with the Lord, I mean, and my father, he says, Greg, you got to see this. You got to see this, you know. And give a shout out to Dad this morning. Love you, Dad. That he said, you got to see this. I actually was right before our meeting, and I looked at his, and he comes back and he gives a report about what's happening and what he feels that the Lord told him. And verbatim, remember?
Yeah.
I mean, he says that, you know, that we're on the edge of a waterfall about to go over the edge. You know, right. America is. He said that it's like an airplane that is broken apart and crashing. America, the nation of America. And so, listen, I mean, it's like a chorus of prophets that are hearing from God. Mm-hmm. And it boils down to this, you know, when Joseph was interpreting Pharaoh's dream, he said very specifically that, you know, well, the reason why God gave you two dreams, because if he says it twice, it's definitely going to happen.
Right.
How many times has he said this?
I lost count.
I know. But he's so merciful, right?
Yeah.
And that's why we're talking to you on VFN Radio. We want to prepare you. You cannot play church. This is not playing house. This is not playing teaching. You know, God had more to say about, you know, false shepherds and false teachings than he did about false prophets. You know, we got to wake up. It's time to be the church. And you can find out more. You know, go to VFNfamily.org, you know, and there's others as well that is hearing from God, you know, to activate the church, to be able to train us up. You need to be trained up. You got to unlearn some traditions that you may be holding on to that's nullifying the power of God in your walk, in your life. You know, God wants to be in your home. God wants to be in your marriage. God wants to be in your workplace. And you're going to need God. You're not going to be able to, you know, when you think about also, you can see on the blog, historically, when I started prophesying about, you know, what's happening with Islam and America and all the different things, that at that time, John Hagee in San Antonio had a worldwide thing kind of going on. He was doing a live broadcast like we do with VFN TV, and he was promoting Israel and standing with Israel. Mm-hmm. And it scattered throughout the, and you can see this on the blog, scattered throughout his church was these anti-Semitic people that are against Israel, and they were kind of scattered. So you have what, a couple thousand people there inside of there, and he's being as bold as he always is. I mean, he gets away with it. It's amazing, you know what I'm saying? And so all of a sudden, in the middle of that, while he's you know promoting Israel and he loves Israel, matter of fact, we're part of his, you know, Kufa. He started Christians United for Israel, and we support that, and we love Israel ourselves, and but all of a sudden, one in the middle while he's talking, somebody, imagine this, you're sitting in your pew and somebody stands up beside you and starts screaming out, you know, down with Israel, free the Palestinians, you know, this is a lie, you know. I mean, how do sheep react when that happens? It's natural sheep, right?
All right.
And so, of course, the security goes over there and they lead that particular person out. And then all of a sudden, when they lead that person out, he continues on. And all of a sudden, on the other side of that large gathering, somebody else stands up in the middle of the crowd. And they do the very same thing. And they haul that one out. And then another one stands up somewhere else. Another one stands up. There was totally infiltrated. But you know, this is the big thing, Pat. And this is what we're talking to you about.
Right.
How in the world have we gotten to that point that the church can come together and we don't even know Al-Qaeda sitting beside us? You know, why we have no relationship. God's called us to be brothers and sisters in the Lord, you know, mothers and fathers to those who were raising up to be able to send out to be mothers and fathers in the Lord. Understanding that we say, you know what? Why didn't I know that that person was against Israel sitting beside me? How could 30 people, and you could see exactly, I'm just kind of guessing how many it is, but you can go to the blog and look at the video and watch. And they were scattered throughout the flock. The shepherd didn't know, and it's impossible really for one man to shepherd that many people. So he's more apostolic, and he has his probably vineyards and different things, smaller groups. But this is what we learned in tradition, man's traditions, is that you could sit by somebody for 10 years and not even know them. But one day you might find out they're a sleeper cell. You know? And so what happens is when these things begin to progress, you know, how many people are going to say, yeah, I'm so excited about going to the gathering today where we don't know each other and we don't know which one's Al-Qaeda and which one is going to be, you know, against Israel and which one. And the fact, you know, praise God, they weren't carrying any explosive devices or anything like that. and that nobody got hurt, you know, and he's really equipped. I mean, I think he teaches, you know, ministers how to have security and all that, because he's stood bold for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And, but understand that we can't, where we're going, we got to be the church. We got to quit looking to organizations and all that to do something for us. It's us, the church. We need to rise to the occasion that Christ in you is the hope of glory. The same Jesus that's in one believer is the same Jesus that's in you. It's the same spirit. It's not a different spirit. It's the same spirit of God in you. It's just time for you to rise up and believe. You can find out more about that at vfnfamily.org if you're not already connected to something like that. If you want, if you feel like you're being called to be trained up in something like that, you can go to VFNU. It's Vine Fellowship Network University, and vfnu.org, and find out some more about that. We'll be right back in just a moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at vfntv.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's vfntv.com.